A new study published this week by researchers at Brigham Young University shows how computer models can be used to predict cancer growth, and it could mean less invasive testing for patients. KUER's Eric Newman has more.
The new study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences is focused on prostate cancer, and it fits into a category of research called predictive medicine.
I guess you could call it mathematical oncology.
That's Michael Scott, one of the study's authors. He's talking about how their research combines civil and environmental engineering, which is his background, with medicine to try to predict the growth of prostate cancer in patients.
Basically tools from engineering and mathematics to give you an ability to kind of not necessarily see into the future, but at least predict the future behavior of some physical phenomena.
Scott and his co-authors focused on prostate cancer because there's a large population that has it. It's the second most common cancer for men, and because this could change how we monitor it in patients. Right now, when a man is diagnosed, doctors follow the evolution of the disease with biopsies of the patient's prostate to tell how fast the cancer is growing.
So one of the big targets, of course, is trying to minimize the amount of invasive procedures that a patient would have to undergo.
In this case, with Scott's work, computer models could help predict the growth of an individual's cancer instead. Scott says this is just the first step, and their model needs to continue to be validated and improved. But it provides an important alternative for managing the disease. Eric Newman, KUER News.